Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order, joining us in the third hour. For another 30 minutes, we're going to have Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.org, targeted by Diebold and other sinister groups trying to shut down her site, trying to shut down universities, exposing public documents about all the scams that were going on. Now the state of California is talking about indicting Diebold officials and others. They've been caught red-handed engaging in, their engineers have gone public. But this is just one company. There's other companies, Vote Here and others, with former CIA directors and admirals on their boards. All these, it's like a CIA reunion, basically front companies, in weird fishing expeditions, nothing to do with Bev Harris, who's a corporate crime investigator and an award-winning journalist. Just incredible what's happening to her, and they're telling her not to talk about how they're investigating, how they're, they want information from her about a non-existent hack of Vote Here, the CIA front, and then they're always bringing up her other investigations and basically trying to intimidate her and telling her to be quiet. Now she's speaking up, and we have her 27-page analysis of this at Infowars.com. Bev Harris, I'm going to ask one of my webmasters to mirror a lot of your site, if that's okay, because they brought your site down once, and now you could be raided any day, as your lawyers are telling you. Would you like me to do that?
You know, that's why I've tried to make all the information available from the get-go to as many people, because this is a situation where we've got a clear and present danger to our democracy, and we need to have everybody putting their shoulder to the wall. I think it's a great idea.
Okay, we've just got a few minutes in this quick segment. You're talking to a jury in a summation, 2.5 minutes. What's happening with election fraud? Who's behind it? And how do we stop it?
Well, what we have is machines that were constructed and enabled for fraud. We have election officials who sometimes are paying no attention whatsoever to doing their due diligence. They're simply listening to whatever the manufacturers say. They're parroting talking points written by public relations firms, which were hired by the manufacturers. And then they're running out and spending millions of dollars of your money, taxpayers' money, on these machines, which basically take away the auditability or the ability to prove that the vote was counted correctly. This is a situation, and we've got conflict of interest at the highest levels of the companies that are producing these machines. So, essentially, American democracy now is based on the vote, and you end up with a handful of cronies in a private company with secret software counting your vote, and you can't watch. And you don't even know, by the way, if it's your vote, because you can't even see how the vote was recorded. This is not how you run a democracy.
And Bev, they've been caught coast to coast, hundreds of articles admitted were accidentally miscounting or mm-hmm. criminals running it or engineers going public or wireless internet connecting during the election, changing votes. I mean, they've been caught, these companies, all across the country doing this, and nothing ever happens to them.
Right. They've been caught, and you're right. We seem to be going through this phase where corporations are running the government and can do anything they want and don't have to follow the law. You know, I'll say big corporations. Now, those of us who own small corporations, who are just honest local businessmen, we get nailed for all, you know, we have to do every single thing just exactly the right way. But these big ones just do whatever they want.
Well, that's fascism. They're organized crime syndicates. They control the government. It's parasitic. It's predatory.
Right, right. And what we're seeing now, I really take my hat off to California. They may not be going as far as I'd like them to see, but at least they're looking at it, and at least they're trying to be objective about this.
I want to talk more about that. We've got a break, but there's discussions of criminal charges now.
Yes.
And Bev, you've got a huge archive. I mean, every week there's probably 15 new articles of election fraud where they catch them doing stuff. But just take, you know, say 5 or 6, 10 of the big election fraud where they've been caught red-handed, these big companies, from Texas to Kentucky to California to New York, some of the criminals, public criminals they have working for them, and then the criminal charges that may be coming. Then we'll take some calls. Stay with us.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You'll have a chance to talk to Bev Harris, the premier defender of your right to vote, of the First Amendment. That's part of it. Freedom of the press, religion, protest, voting, all of it. And it's sinister. I mean, the CIA, they just brag. I saw some guy on Fox News last night. I never watched TV, and I watched it. He goes, well, I was in the CIA. We killed a lot of people. We need to kill everybody over there and hire thugs and dictators and pay them lives. This is what we do. It's like, it's gangsters. Watching Armitage is like watching the Kingpin with his big bald head laughing. I'll tell you how we did it. We handled everything real good. I mean, just, it's like watching The Sopranos or something. Yeah, we're running your voting machines. Yeah, don't worry, we're real conservative. You can trust us. We've overthrown a lot of countries, and now we're doing it to you. We're going to shut that Bev Harris down. Shut that lady up. She's not going to stop us. We run things. I mean, seriously, folks, that's what it's come down to. So, Bev Harris, most of the people out there aren't ever going to go read all the hundreds of mainstream articles that are regionalized, where our boys are publicly being caught by people like you. Our own employees are blowing the whistle. What are you going to do about it, Bev?
Yeah, what are we going to do about it? It's us, isn't it?
You got a problem, lady? We run things. You got it, Mac?
Well, the most troublesome thing, isn't it, is that they don't really run things when there's 200 million Americans. It's just that we need to light a fire under the 200 million Americans to say enough's enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens when the boogeyman terrorist pops out? That'll distract you real quick. We own you, lady. We own the country.
You know, that kind of stuff isn't fooling a lot of us anymore, is it?
I'm the kingpin, didn't you hear?
Yeah, well, doesn't it seem to be just all about power and fear of losing it? I mean, it's just not even about money, although
well,
it's about that.
Bev, our boys at Diebold told us they will deliver the votes to us.
Indeed they did. Indeed they did. So probably it's up to us as voters to deliver Diebold right out the door.
Okay, well, let's get into what's happening in California in more detail. But first, give us just a smattering. You've got hundreds of these on your site. We have, you know, a lot on Prison Planet, but you keep it up to date every week. I mean, give them some of the examples of what these companies have been caught doing.
Well, for one thing, whatever it is that they tell us that we're buying and that they hand over, you know, to the certifiers is not within the machines. Indiana just found that Election Systems and Software was using uncertified software in its machines. California has found that every county except for one used uncertified software. Let me explain what that means. That means the software that is counting the votes in the machines, nobody has authorized or looked at. We don't know the names of who wrote it, and we don't know what it does. And so that's one thing. And the machines are miscounting. They lost 7,000 votes in Orange County, California. San Diego County, 40% of the machines didn't work on Election Day.
The Associated Press reported that in the last 2 years, 1 million votes have been lost.
Poppycock. I mean, we're talking about, we don't even have any idea. Because you see, what we did was, we don't even have the procedures in place to even know what's going on. But I went around and started visiting poll workers and election judges, and I said, did you see anything? This stuff is not even getting reported.
Austin, it finally got reported 3 weeks after we brought it out. Magically, people that were pro-America were all winning. Suddenly, the machines all malfunctioned, the new ones, while the clerk was out mysteriously, and then suddenly all the numbers flip, but oh, no investigation.
Well, that's the kind of thing. There isn't a procedure when stuff doesn't match. Listen, I talked to an election judge down in San Diego. She said her machines didn't even agree with their own self. The screen would say one result, and the thing that with the little ticker tape they print out at the end of the day to see how many voters showed up would say a completely different number than the screen. Now, think about this. Suppose you have a computer, and you have a document on the screen, and you hit the print button. Isn't that kind of unusual that the thing that will come out of the printer is something completely different?
Well, also, I mean, I'm talking about all the articles we post, you post, where there's 10,000 registered voters and 14,000 vote for the establishment candidate when there's not even that many voters.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Indiana, you know, 5,000 voters in one area and 144,000 votes showed up. This is the kind of thing where you have to say,
but then they go ahead and certify it and go, oh, yes, they've been elected.
Well, in Orange County, they know that 7,000 people got the wrong ballot that didn't even have the right things on, and they did. They went right ahead and certified it, even though there was not 7,000 votes separating some of the races.
Now they caught Diebold a couple elections ago in California with the touch screens going in to the computers during the election. Talk about that.
That was actually not Diebold. That was Sequoia Voting Systems, a little-known one that will start getting onto the radar now. Sequoia Voting Systems, which is in Houston, by the way, I believe, is, there was a guy who was a technician for the company, and by California law, it's illegal for a technician to go dinking around with the machine during the middle of its counting. But he's outside the building. He has a disk or a memory card in his pocket. He pulls it out. He says, let's see if this will work. He goes into the central tabulator, which is counting 600,000 votes for the entire county of Riverside, puts the card into the central tabulator machine, uploads something, and the witnesses said you could see it was uploading because the little status bar was going, you know, across the screen. Then after it was uploaded, he put the card back in his pocket, left the office. These guys are chasing him, saying, what's on that card? What's on that card? He says, it's my personal card. Then he gets on a plane and goes to Denver. He leaves the state with this evidence in his pocket.
So there's guys just running in doing stuff.
And this is not the only one. Election Systems and Software. In Stanislaus County, three people had access. I mean, there's no procedure. And this is the places that actually have a window so we can see. The latest thing is when they get to Central Count and they start tallying up the vote, they shut the door and we're not allowed to watch.
Well, they always
we don't
do
even
that.
Know who's in there.
They always do that in Austin. Now, on top of this, we also have, again, cases, of, as I mentioned,
of convicted felons running elections.
Well, yeah, and we haven't even finished with that. Andy Stevenson and I, and Andy's just, he is a hero. He's running for Secretary of State, and he and I are suing our own Secretary of State over all this stuff. But, you know, he and I started looking at criminal records of these guys, and we found a guy who'd been indicted for Sequoia voting systems. We found a guy who'd been indicted for ES&S. We found five people for Diebold, and we didn't half get finished. You know, the criminal courts building closed before we were able to finish our list of 20 people. So I have to tell you, I'm laughing, but it's because this is so out of control. You know, if you don't have a sense of humor while you're investigating this one, you would just be going into a dark depression.
Okay, now the latest developments with Diebold out in California saying, oh yeah, we got caught, we're sorry. In a nutshell, tell folks about that.
Got caught again. I think one of the California voting panel hit the nail on the head when he said, I feel like I'm in that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, where I keep hearing the same lies from Diebold over and over and over. They were caught back in October and November. They were caught again in December. They wrote a letter, which is in on the California Secretary of State, promising never to do it again, and they got caught again.
Never do what again?
Never to put on certified software in the machines that they made up at the last minute. They did it again in March, right before Super Tuesday. And they also stepped up to the voting panel and lied about it because they didn't know we had a witness who worked for them who actually was told to install the uncertified stuff. He came up next, and I will tell you the cross-examination of Diebold that followed that was not pretty to watch.
Oh, my goodness. So now they're talking about criminal charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They pulled back certification, and there's going to be a big decision today. We're going to see what happens because the panel can recommend what to do, and they recommended unanimously the decertification and that they turn Diebold over to the Attorney General for criminal prosecution. The Secretary of State today has the authority to make some directed decisions, and so we're going to see some more news, I think, coming out of California today. Don't know how far he's going to go, but this should be interesting.
And then again, we also have people like Senator Hagel, who wants the national draft. He owns the voting machines that people vote for him on.
Well, yeah, he and his campaign finance director, and you also have the state of Ohio, who, this is just bizarre. Now, California has found that the DSX machine that was used by Diebold failed, massively failed, disenfranchised
voters. Well, it failed to us. It worked quite well for them.
Well, people couldn't even vote. It failed so badly you couldn't even cast a vote. And so what is Ohio doing? Ohio counties are running right out and buying the exact machine that California just decertified. Somebody explain that to me. I mean, we're talking about a $130 million purchase. And they're running out and buying what California just decertified and submitted for criminal prosecution. That's irresponsible, slightly.
Well, I wouldn't even. Well, I mean, if you're a criminal, you want a criminal system. Criminals got to help each other.
You know, I mean, I just spoke with an Ohio reporter this morning, and he said, but Diebold is an Ohio company. And I said, well, I don't care if it's an Ohio company. Its own lawyers are saying in their own memos that it broke the law repeatedly. I mean, what do we have to do here, guys?
It's amazing. We're going to come back and talk to Carlos, Mike, Kirk, and others with Bev Harris. The website's blackboxvoting.org, also blackboxvoting.com. If you got a website, mirror her report or mirror her book that she's put out for free. Buy a copy of it, an original, you know, nice cover color copy of it, but also get it out to everybody. And if people still read and still care about freedom, you need to buy this book or go download it for free. And Bev, can people can obviously order the book off the website?
Yeah, they can also order it from Amazon. By the way, don't go to .com. That site is a bit of a renegade right now. He seems to think I wrote the book for free. Whatever gets bought off of that site, I'll never see.
Oh, so you don't want the...
No, it's by someone else. Just .org. Go to .org.
Okay, .org. Okay, great. All right. Thanks a lot, Bev. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking about Harris. Let's go straight to the calls. Carlos in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir. Good to talk to you, Carlos. Welcome.
Alex, how are
yes.
you? Yes. Yes, you know, I reported some time ago where an official from Diebold was engaged in a Republican election strategy session with officials from the Republican Party. He was in this session with them, and what he said is that he was going to try and swing the vote, the Ohio vote, to them.
Well, his quote is, "We will deliver the Republican Party We will deliver Georgia. What's the exact quote, man?
We will deliver the election to Bush in 2004. No, we will deliver Ohio's electoral votes to Bush in 2004, something like that.
And, folks, that's public. That's on the record.
Mm-hmm. He wrote that. He didn't even just say it. He wrote it in a letter. Is that arrogant or what?
But I just want to impress on Ms. Harris to stand her ground. The New World Order has got an onslaught on many different levels to curtail our mediums of communication, our communication. They're setting up free speech zones in universities, in areas where the president arrives. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes, and, I want to say something for Carlos, because I want Carlos to spread the word on this. It's not well known. Sequoia voting systems is going into heavily Hispanic areas, and that system we now have looked at, it is amazing. It can flip the Spanish language balance to the opposite candidate. I have no idea why that feature's in there, but we got to do something, because when you create the ballot that shows up on the touchscreen on Sequoia voting systems, you have an option. You can tell it, when you vote for Ron, record the vote for Ron. But you can also say, when you vote for Ron, record the vote for Dave on Spanish language only ballots. So we have got to get the word out that there's some very strange stuff with the Spanish language ballots with this one company, and it's going into Riverside, Harris County, Texas, New Mexico, Santa Clara County. We got to get a look at this thing. So appreciate your call, Carlos.
Yes, thank you, Carlos. Designed. Thank you, sir. Designed for fraud. Designed. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike. Okay, he's away from the phone. Kirk in Colorado. Kirk, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Harris, you can tell you're making a difference because they're after me. But, what gets me is I work in automation, so I understand computers and programming and how that stuff works. And I tried to follow a machine one time, and I asked the voting official, how do you tell if that's accurate or not, or how that it's not been tampered with? And they shows me this little white sticker on the back. I'm like, oh, give me a break. And I asked him if I could follow it. He said, no, it was against the law to follow it. I said, I just want to make sure my vote even counted.
Oh, no, it's private software, so no one can look at it. I mean, third world countries let outsiders come in and watch the counting, but not in America.
Well, this has always been a beef with me, because how can people think they can sneak into a booth and cowardly vote where nobody even, I mean, it's not a John Hancock like saying, hey, I go for this, on paper. They cowardly go and sneak in there and vote and think it matters. So you've really opened several issues. And I know I'm going to get some heat for this, but some of the people that call Alex's show are probably some of the dumbest people I've ever heard. Some lady calls up the other day and says, we're being exposed to something, UREM things. And it just floors me that she doesn't even know what a micro REM is or what the exposure levels are. Like it's 5 per year or whatever for, maximum. But anyhow, you have to have a time limit on that also. But, these people are so concerned about making a squirrel into a hat that the geniuses, let's face it, Archibald has a lot of customers, and they committed that fraud. Why aren't they going to jail for committing fraud with these machines?
Exactly. And, here's the other thing. As we've noticed, it's hard to put a corporation in jail. You can only go after the individuals, and the individuals keep skipping out.
They pass those laws, just like voting, or just like when you invest in the market, they pass laws so that, like, blue chips, you can't go after the companies if they rip you off. And people think that's legitimate. I mean, there's a lot of idiots out there that actually think that Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto. I mean, that was just tacked on to discredit his work. And you're dealing with people out here that are just, right now you would think they would just like, oh, my God, all of our voting has totally been corrupt for all these years. They don't put a spectrum analyzer on it. They don't look at the power signal coming in to see if there's some sort of, frequency on there that can be, bypass the filters and set the circuits in there. I mean, you got these idiots that don't even know what a PLC is, and yet you're trying to talk to them. And I understand what you're up against. But
well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go, Kirk. Ma'am, can you use a few minutes on the other side to finish up
sure.
some calls?
Sure.
Yeah, let me just say this now. Look, our callers are not stupid. Not everybody's an engineer like you, Kirk. Okay? I don't know all the details about different radiation levels. I have the scientists on to tell us because they're the scientists. So come on. I bet you don't know rocket science. Neither do I.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip, and the right to arrest.
Before we go back to Bev Harris and a few final calls for that, I'm getting into the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, torture in Iraq, the police state here domestically. You got Dr. Dennis Cuddy joining us in the next hour as well, an expert on the New World Order. Before we do that, you know, Kirk in Colorado, I'm sure you're a nice guy, but just because somebody doesn't know what different radiation levels are or the different scales of that doesn't mean they're an idiot. At least our listeners are trying to learn, trying to get informed. I mean, the average high school senior doesn't know who the vice president is, doesn't know how many continents there are. That's all by design, but they know all about Britney Spears. They know all about football. They know all about baseball. We've been focused into issues of little or no significance. And so this broadcast is about trying to get people to become focused about, well, the CIA openly running 3 of the major election companies. No records. Their own engineers going public saying it's all a fraud. Their own documents saying this. You know, meetings where the reporters actually get tape recordings of them talking about racketeering and how they have to cover all this up. There's a lot to know. I mean, I don't know how this, how a computer monitor works. I don't particularly know how to, you know, I know how to change my oil, but that's about it. I'm smart in certain areas. I'm stupid in others, or uninformed. Just like I bet you don't know how to build a Saturn rocket to, you know, boost to the moon. So, you know, we all have to seek after knowledge. That's so important. And a lot of Americans don't even think about, you know, where the food in the grocery store comes from. We're kind of all in this big maze, not questioning the man behind the curtain, but beginning that journey of questioning is how we're going to turn this around. Bev Harris?
Yes. Well, I got to love you, Alex. I love the way you stick up for everybody in our because this is particularly my battle here with the voting machines. We can't win it without everybody, and I'm telling you, I do mean everybody at every level, because we can't expect these officials to do it for us. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're the people. We're the bosses. We have to take on our responsibility.
Right. There's 200 million of us. And we do outnumber them, but we've got to take responsibility for our own situation.
That's right, and not have them just laugh at us and say, okay, pat us on the head, now you go home now. No, you stop your crimes right now.
That's right, and guess what? Along those lines, blackboxvoting.org, if you scroll down, you can sign up for the cleanup crew. The cleanup crew, we are putting people in, it's kind of like secret shoppers, we're putting people in as poll workers, election judges, and also a lawyer's hotline, a computer hotline, and we are going to be not monitoring this election in the old-fashioned sense. No, this one, we are going to have some specific ways to call in immediately and get this stuff on record when we spot problems, because they're all over the place. There just isn't
Listen, I talked to people in the three counties that now have the touch screen, no record system.
Mm-hmm.
There was total fraud all over
right.
Williamson County, Travis, and Harris.
Didn't have a place or a way to report it quickly. Now, this next time, we're going to be together. I set out a call for 2,004 volunteers. Well, it looks like we're going to have 20,004 volunteers. And I want people to sign up for this cleanup crew, because we are going to take back our own election. We got to do what we can do. And I will give everybody a job to get out there and report this stuff immediately. Get it to the litigator's hotline immediately on that day, you know, so that we have something that we can do. We can all get out there and do it. And I don't want people to go, oh, I won't bother to vote because this is messed up. No, our ancestors died for our right to vote. We need to go vote, but we also need to go monitor the heck out of it and call.
Well, isn't
in
it also, Bev, about getting past, you know, the average person isn't a criminal, so they can't imagine that the government with CIA front companies would be systematically rigging elections and setting up a fraud with no record. Just can't imagine it.
People have a hard time imagining criminals anyway. When I used to write about embezzlement, you know, I met the embezzlers. They're not people who look like crooks. They're little old sweet grandmas. I mean, people, you know, human nature is kind of flawed, and you don't know who the people are that are the bad guys or the good guys. And everyone wants to think everyone's a good guy, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
But now they've told us if it's government, it's impossible for them to do wrong. Don't investigate. Just totally trust us and trust the men with the black ski mask and the submachine guns and the cameras on the street corners. We're here to take good care of you. Mike in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the air with Bev Harris.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Bev, you're doing a great job. Alex, to the both of you, I want to ask you, is it any surprise that, you know, she was mentioning corporations running this, and, you know, this is corporate America. I mean, Alex, aren't they basically running everything in this country, including illegal immigration and everything else?
They're organized crime syndicates, like
right.
pirates, using government mechanisms to totally loot the country. $1.2
trillion, right.
according to the Congressional Budget Office, missing from the Pentagon. Let me say it again. $1.2 trillion, no investigation, and this is systematic, looting at the corporate level everywhere, and then they'll burn some nobody like Martha Stewart because everybody knows her name. I mean, that is a total... She is the equivalent of a jaywalker. They arrest her while Charlie Manson is gutting people right next to her.
Right. Now, here, Alex, I want to ask you guys a question. I mean, Alex, don't you think it's going to take for us to rebel and get informed on all this and actually do something about it? It's like you said, the New World Order is going to collapse in on itself because they're pushed to the... People are becoming informed every day, and it's actually becoming to the point right now where if they create a crisis such as another major terrorist attack on the United States, which we know is imminent, it's coming, that's going to make people panic. And I believe right now, you know, people have kind of recovered from the 9/11. They've kind of got back into that comfort zone, and they're just kind of sitting around. But if they cause another terrorist attack and people are panicking in the streets and it's worse than 9/11, don't you think people are going to wake up and then they're really going to start going, wait a minute, you know, who's really behind this and start
and
really...
And that's why they got the riot police and the FEMA centers and all of it ready.
Right.
That's why General Eberhardt's talking about how good martial law is in the L.A. Times. That's why Tommy Franks and Cigar Aficionado is saying we'll set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. That's why they're getting everybody ready, because if Franks and Eberhardt say it publicly, then the troops will think, well, they were public. It must not be illegal. It must be good. Thanks for the call. Bev, comments?
Oh, that was a scary call, and what you just said was scary, too, but I agree. You see them sort of prepping us for also, if you watch, they're prepping us for the idea of maybe there won't be an election. Have you seen that? There's been several little trial balloons floated out there. Well, you know, if there's a problem, we may not want to have an election. And I sometimes think, gee, if I'm too effective, does that mean we're going to not have an election because the machines actually do get honest?
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice saying, better do what we say. The terrorists are about to strike.
Yeah, I wish America would wake up. I'm not so confident they will, because I meet an awful lot of Americans. America's a great country. I meet wonderful people everywhere I go, but I meet a lot who are just sucked in by this whole thing.
I agree.
They're defending us. They're helping us.
Let's go ahead and talk to Dick in Indiana. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air from Indiana.
Okay, this is off the topic, Eller. Something I just saw on C-SPAN had to do with a group of Marines over in Iraq. Now, are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, sure am. You're on
okay.
The air, sir.
Okay, well, these group of Marines, they made a makeshift baptismal, and they said that this was in the Orange County Register. I have no idea where that is.
Okay, just please tell us, please.
Okay, well, they made a makeshift baptismal, and that they said that their death was imminent, and they were going to be baptized. And this fellow that they were talking to on C-SPAN was a correspondent for the Pentagon, and he didn't know anything about depleted uranium. He wouldn't talk about it, and he wouldn't say how many troops were killed over there. He didn't happen to know none of that.
By the way, Wolfowitz tried to lie and say it was under 350. He said 100.
Oh, no.
At first he said 500, but he goes, most of those died by accident. He goes, 350, and it's now almost 900. And the press said, excuse us, it's almost 900. He goes, no, it's not. It's 350. I mean, that's how stupid they think we are. Thanks for the call, sir.
Wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, they took these of their MREs, okay, to make this makeshift baptismal. And they put a plastic in it and filled it with water.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Bev, any comments?
Well, I've always thought it'd be really interesting to do a massive LexisNexis search and get every one of the local obituaries, which is where you're going to find the obituaries of the people who've really been killed over there, and add them up. I did that very early on in the war and found there was something like three times as many obituaries as there were reported casualties.
Yeah, we're hearing very conservatively that it's double the dead.
Yeah, and I think it's findable because, you see, they do put the local obituaries into the little local paper. And I think if somebody went around and found all those things, they would be able to prove it. But, and that's one of the things that spurred real protest in the Vietnam War was that they had lied about the number of casualties. And then it was brought out what the lie was and really, really started to change the way the media covered it.
And that's why they're trying to cover up the coffins now.
You bet.
Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yes, just last month in the Orange County Register, I had read that some of the officials challenged the Diebold representatives on whether or not the machines would work properly under real-time conditions, and when he attempted to demonstrate this machine, it didn't work, but the officials had already paid something like $25 or $30 million for the machines. Now you're telling us this morning, Ms. Harris, that in the state of Ohio, they forked out $139 million.
They're going
Nobody
to.
Even knows whether or not these machines work properly. And I'm curious as to whether
Let me stop you. Let me stop you. They do work properly. They steal elections. That's what it's all about.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, these machines. What I'm talking about. Calculating the votes, with validity. But in any case, my concern is this. officials out in California absolutely couldn't get those machines to work, period.
Right.
But they had forked out this money. Now, has anybody looked at the possibility that there are some officials paying out this money and purchasing or whatever and getting kickbacks or some kind of bribe?
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, you are clairvoyant as to where the next investigations I'm doing are going to be going.
Absolutely. Following the money, let's talk to Paula in Missouri. Last caller for our guest. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Beth.
Hello.
Hi. I was listening to a French station this morning, and they were talking about the Bush and Cheney doing their little spiel yesterday on the 911.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys, he more or less called Bush. He said it was funny. They all started laughing. We're laughing stock of the world, Bev and Alex. They were saying that Bush was the son of a Bush, and they started laughing, and they said that the American people are so gullible. And, this irritated me because of the way they were talking. And they were
well, this is how it's designed. Europe, according to Forbes and Money, owns the U.S. They use us as their henchmen, then blame it all on us while the Rothschilds sit around drinking their $500 a bottle Chateau. And so that's what's going on. The U.N.'s going to take over Iraq. It's all staged. They shouldn't be talking. They're a bunch of slaves over there, too. You know, our government bashes them. They bash us. It's all WWF, World Wrestling Federation theater to make you think that there's a political difference. Bev, haven't you found that both parties are just reveling in this election fraud?
Yes. I mean, everybody wants to say it's the Republican plot, but if you look at the fact, hey, you know, it's open for the taking. Both parties are getting our problems right now. And, there's some states where the Republicans are fighting for the honest paper ballot and the Democrats are blocking it. That would be Georgia, and there's others where it's the opposite. California is straight-up bipartisan. You've got a bill on the table there to get rid of the touchscreens. It's sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat. And
so
that's
basically,
I've
looked at the map. If you've got Democrats in control, they're all for the fraud machines. If you've got Republicans in control, they're for the fraud machines. And now because of public outcry, the politicians are at least having to act like they care in California.
Well, and the other thing is a lot of the places where, like Washington State, where they supposedly put forth a new bill for a paper ballot, you read the fine print, it isn't exactly what it says.
Well, that's an important point, is they take a lot of the Scantron ballots, put them in, then it goes into a computer disk, and that can easily be manipulated, but at least there can be a recount to go back and look at the Scantrons. The problem is they just send it back through the computer yet again. But at least there's some type of record of what you actually bottled
right in.
And if you want to pay all the money, they've gone back and done recounts and found the fraud. Now with these new ones, there's no paper record.
Right, exactly. And so you can't even check it. And it's just getting easier and easier to steal elections with less trace. And, you know, of course, we've found all these miscounts. But what about the ones we haven't found? Because, you know, a lot of the ones we find are just so ridiculous that they stick out like a sore thumb. But what about the ones that are not, that don't look ridiculous, they look plausible? Those are the ones that concern me, because we'll never find them now.
And they've got plenty of criminals to man the system for power and control. Why would they do that? Because people want to run your life. That's why. Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.org, a link to it, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bev, I want to have you back up as the election develops. People should go to your website and get your book, just a beautiful paperback. Black Box Voting in the 21st Century, and it's a 1995, well worth it. You want to be an expert on this, get it, and go to blackboxvoting.org. Bev, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. Okay, folks, before we end this segment and come back, get into the torture and get into the Iraq situation and 9/11 whitewash meeting with Bush and Cheney, and then we have another guest coming up, more of your calls. Before we do that, I have made 10 documentary films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry other great videos, books on tape, covering 9/11, covering the police state, covering the New World Order, covering the neocons, covering the gun control, all the evil stuff that's happening. The videos are incredibly powerful. They deprogram 90% of the people that see them. You need to get the videos. Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, to Police State 2000, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. The toll-free number to get my videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 films. Then I carry a bunch of other videos. We carry JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms, a new incredible video, the history of mass murder, and it comes with three free comic books, Uncle Jack comic books for your children or neighbors, for adults to read to and learn about the Second Amendment. Just a great offer. That's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now is the time to take action. Now is the time to engage the information war. More news, your calls, and another great guest straight ahead.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Chronicle or even begin. I mean, Bev Harris, mainstream links, coast to coast election fraud. just massive integrated CIA officials running all of it. I mean, it is incredible. A bunch of thugs got together and overthrew the country, and now we got to get it back. Spain's suspects were informants. And again, it turned out the police planted the bombs in the building that blew up and supposedly killed the other suspects. That's admitted. And now the Spanish Interior Ministry says it investigating reports that two suspects in this 11th March Madrid train bombings were police informants, and they're the guys that supposedly supplied all the explosives and all this stuff. Just like Oklahoma City, just like the first World Trade Center attack, just like the Omaha bombing in England. It's always MI5, MI6, Mossad, FSB in Russia, CIA. It's the same thing. It's always their people out doing it. Who gets power and control out of all this? So that's BBC. Pentagon is number two, flubs Iraq casualties. Ask how many American troops have died in Iraq. In the Pentagon, number two civilian, estimated yesterday, a total was at 500, more than 200 soldiers short, a lot more than that. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was asked about the toll at a hearing of a House Appropriations Subcommittee. It's approximately 500, of which I can get the exact numbers, approximately 350 are combat deaths. He looked down and got them the exact numbers. It's 350, folks. He misspoke, spokeswoman Charlie Cooper said later. That's all. American deaths Thursday were at 722. That's not true. They said 800 a week ago. Oh, man, this is incredible. Since the start of military operations in Iraq last year, according to the Defense Department, Wolfowitz, an architect of the military campaign in Iraq, was responding to questions from Representative Marcy Kaptur, D. Iowa, on the cost of the war. I mean, come on, people. It's just they're so used to lying. But I guess they said it, so it's only 350. Of course, unless it's your son or daughter who's dead. I mean, they've lost 85 in 1 week before. Two voting companies and two brothers will count 80% of the U.S. elections using both scanners and touchscreens. We'll get more into that later. Again, the ACLU has been gagged via the Patriot Act from talking about their lawsuit. I mean, that's who they go after. They say, you can't talk about how you're suing us, Patriot Act. I mean, come on. That's your freedom. It says, activities once reviled as pornography keep creeping further into the mainstream. Oh, yeah. And there's pornographic stuff when I go to Gold's Gym, which I might have to cancel my membership. They just put in all these big TVs, and it's literal, you know, the most vile videos. When it's not satanic, it's women, you know, all over each other or whatever. And it says, it last month sold out Britney Spears concert in Miami. Grown-ups and kids alike, this is the Sun Sentinel, watch the hardworking pop princess sing lip sync, actually, in praise of masturbation from a touch of my hand. A body stalking Spears lounged in a see-through bathtub while acting out a song's recommendations for quality private time. Male dancers in briefs added to the scene by getting intimate with several unconsenting mattresses. And it goes on and on. It sees the guy saying that there was, you know, basically X-rated sex behavior with people just had all their children there like it's completely normal. You know, they're 9-year-old daughters and sons. This is how you're supposed to act, robbing them of their innocence. And it's just mainstream news. You know, your pop idol, Pepsi, wants you to, you know, this is good. And when it's not that, it's torture is good and evil is good. And, you know, literally, you're in the grocery store or the gym and they're playing Marilyn Manson. You know, it's just normal. It's elevator music. Blah, Satan kills our children. Blah, blah, blah. You know, just, I'm getting my groceries. Devil, power, devil, 666. Oh, la, la, la. You know, just, the free country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.